that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam placed us in this world so to give us the means of arriving at Olam Haba. We did not necessarily have to have the challenges that we had. But if we didn't have the challenges, there's a person that used to tell me, he says, this world would be a wonderful world if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would take away the Yetzer Hara. If man, men's very drives would be removed, so it would be a wonderful world. But that's the Olam of the Malachim. The Malachim don't have the human needs. Our Aveda is to live within the context of the human needs and to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what we're here for. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Otherwise, it would suffice just to have the Malachim. Al-Kain, Husam Adam Bezeh Olam Batchila, a person was first placed in this world. And as we know, the famous Maimer of the Zohar, that the Neshama was together with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam before it descended to this world. But the state of the Neshama was that it's not happy on welfare. Doesn't like welfare. It believes in working to earn its keep. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent it to this world so that it should earn its keep. First we were placed in this world. That through the means which are hamizdamin lokam, which are the mitzvahs, so we can arrive at the place we're supposed to go to. A person goes to the airport, so he doesn't go to the airport to be in the airport, and he doesn't get on the plane to be on the plane. But the tachlis is there's a destination. And it is also a destination. To revel in the good that he's earned in this world. And he points out, from what the Ramchal tells us, this underscores his theme, that this world is the hachana, but it's the airplane. The destination is Olam Haba. Today is the day to work. Today is not the day of schar. Today is the day that you work. Paid it, a person works. So he worked today, he worked Monday, he worked Tuesday, he worked Wednesday, he worked Thursday. He didn't get paid. Didn't get paid. He didn't get a paycheck at the end of the day. The boss didn't come in and put, you know, a bunch of $100 bills on the table. Not payday. Nobody thinks that it's payday. You know, payday is the end of the week, end of 2 weeks, end of a month, depending what the business is. But there's a payday. So nobody imagines that the tachlis is that he went to work Monday and he came home. Didn't get paid. The tachlis is at the end of the story, he has a time that he's going to get paid. And that's the goal. So that's what he's telling us. This world is not the place for payday. That's what the implication of the Chazal. Hayom la'asayisam u'mocho l'kabal scharam. It means, it's twofold. It's mocho l'kabal scharam means the place to get paid is really is in Olam Haba. And as Chazal tells us, schar mitzvah v'hayal malekah. There's no real reward for mitzvahs in this world. Why? Because there can't be. What we deserve for a mitzvah, if we would accept schar in this world, it's accepting a settlement on a Chapter 11 account. You know, pennies on the dollar. The means of paying us doesn't exist in this world. But the nature of Olam Hazeh, there's no means of paying us. Whatever a person has in this world, he has. The world is a challenging place. The world is. And consequently, there's no means in this world to have the satisfaction that he could have in Olam Haba. That's why the Rishoyim, to the contrary, that's an einish for the Rishoyim, that the schar that they're supposed to get in Olam Haba, the Rabbeinu Shem denies them. He says, I'll pay you, I'll settle with you now. He gives them a settlement in this world. But a settlement in this world is meek. So it's not only the mochel lekabel schorim, but he's pointing out, but it's hayoyim lasayisom. This world is the place of doing. The place of doing, not the world of schar. The schar that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us in this world, to the extent that the payrus that he gives us, akaren kayemus lo ilam nuham habo, is to sustain us. Without simcha sachayim, it couldn't exist. And if we just look at the physical, and in biology it's that way, and it's that way psychologically too. A person that has no desire to eat, his life is in danger. You tell him intellectually, listen, if you don't eat, you're going to die. Okay, a person can understand that, that's not a big chiddush. But between that, then he sits down and he can't eat. It's a chore, he just can't eat. Right? So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a cheshek to eat, a desire to eat. So that we are able to assimilate that which we have to from this world. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given us in this world, the satisfactions of this world, or ultimately that we should have the physical satisfaction to be able to do what we have to do, and to have the psychological and emotional satisfaction to do what we have to do. A person that's depressed can't do anything in this world. A person that has simchas achayim can do everything. So the Rebbeinu Shalom demeans the schar that we have in this world is principally to enable us to do what we have to do. But it's not schar in and of itself is schar. You know, if your boss gives you a perk besides your normal package, right? He sends everyone, the whole staff, out to dinner tonight. So what's the pshat? Not interested in giving you a raise. He sees it's good for the morale. The morale will be good. You'll be able to work better and do for him what you need to do. So he sends everybody to dinner. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us in this world the things that we need. Have the simchas achayim that we need, but ultimately it's hayoyim lasoysom. This is the place to do. This is not the place to look for schar. We get schar. That's matoyv manoim, whatever we have. But the essence of what the Ramchal is telling us is not on the mochel lekabel schorim. Much more the emphasis is that it's hayoyim lasoysom. This world is not the place of that schar. The Olam Habo is the place of that schar. Good evening, Rabbi Sai.